Let me add just another couple thoughts about that fee and advisors. We're very interested in and measure quite carefully graduation rate. And the reason we do is the reason I mentioned earlier is that for some set of students for whom it is not a choice but imposed on them because of the unavailability of classes or because something has happened in their freshman and sophomore year that got them off track, that doesn't necessarily enhance their education. If somebody wants to take an extra semester or two, they add additional minors or certificates or things like that that really do make a difference, or they make kind of a clear left turn in the middle of their college because this is something they thought they wanted to do, you know, be a doctor, and then they realized the how extraordinary it would be to be a lawyer. And they just make this make this left turn of some sort. That's fine. I mean, we don't want to discourage that at all. What we want to do is make sure that there's nothing that the university institutionally is doing that impedes that. And what we've done is we've looked at the data. We talk about graduation rates 4-year, 5-year, 6-year, things like that. What we really look at pretty carefully, too, is averages. And so some of our colleges are 4.3, and others are 4.1, and some are 4.6, and so forth. There turns out to be a relatively high correlation between the ratio of advisors and the length of time to graduation. Quite a surprising correlation. Now, correlation isn't causation. I get all that. But we think there is a theory for causation here, which is if you have a very high ratio, then again, you want to go in and have your schedule approved. Line's too long. You know, it's midnight yell. You've got to get a little rest in the afternoon. You just don't want to do it. And the consequence is you end up with a schedule that doesn't track you for where you really wanted to go. Or you end up not being able to do that study abroad, or you do the study abroad at the cost of an extra semester where it could have been woven in. So what we're trying to do is not only add counselors, but deploy them into those colleges where we think that the correlation between the very high ratio between counselors and students on the one hand and the slightly longer time for graduation on the other is pretty clear. So try to put the counselors where we think it's likely to do the most good. And I think with these resources and the resources I'm putting in, we're going to be able to do that. Now, I add to that, it also includes some real training of counselors to make sure that they're able to do the work to really help students process through in the way that they want to. But that's really what it's for.
So I'm just going to kind of piggyback off of that counselor talk. So are we doing anything here as far as introducing any kind of new technologies? Because I know that I'm electrical engineering. We don't, that I know of, utilize... we don't have any kind of online check-in system for appointments or anything like that at this point. So I'm wondering how much of this money would be going directly towards salaries and then others towards technologies. Also, I know that there are a lot of departments that do rate their advisors and others that don't. So I'm curious if we're going to introduce any means of rating advisors, because in talking with a few of my friends, kind of after I found out about this advising fee, I started polling some of my friends to figure out what they thought about this. And, you know, one of the common things I got from my advisors is, and this could potentially be due to their workload, but it's just like, well, my advisor just doesn't seem to care. My advisor doesn't want to talk to me. My advisor doesn't have time. My advisor didn't do anything that I asked him to do. They recommended me this. It turned out to be completely wrong after the fact, blah, 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 blah. So if we could get a rating system into there, too, I'm just kind of curious what you're going to do about that.
Part of the, as I mentioned before, is the training. We have a program for training and advising. That's going to be deepened, and that's going to be enhanced. We have a history as well, some advisors suggesting to students that you 12 hours, you know, it's your first semester, you really ought to only take 12 hours and so forth. We're firing all of them as well. Anyway, so that kind of training is going to be critical. And I think as part of that training, we will be looking at ways in which we can do better evaluation. And then let me add two parts to the technology. There are really two parts, both of which are pretty serious. One is scheduling appointments and things like that. That's really relatively straightforward and easy. The tougher and the more important one, I think, in the long run, is enhancing those programs that allow students to basically plan a 4-year schedule as they sit down with an advisor. And that's what we'd really like to encourage. That has two significant advantages. One is it allows students to really see a way to process through in 4 years whatever their interests are. And it doesn't mean it can't be changed, but it helps at least create a pathway to getting out in 4 years and doing what you want to do. Now, you may change it and make adjustments, but what I would like to establish is that that information in turn helps us ensure that we have some advance warning if all of a sudden everybody is going to come to their senses and stop being political science majors and go to law school. They all want to be electrical engineers, that we know what to do about that. We know how to get those bottleneck classes in, or we know what the, you know, the basic science and biology classes are necessary, so we can provide the appropriate number of sections and so forth. And the technology can be enormously helpful in both of those regards. And so that's very much a part and parcel of what we're putting together as we're trying to expand resources available to help counsel and advise.